Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Ruth King being back on the show. Ruth is back. That's right. Ruth is our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, coming back, coming up on 9 years as a great member of our Brain Trust. She's CEO of Profitability Channel, Inc., the author of The Ugly Truth about small business, and her new book, The Courage, their award-winning book, The Courage to Be Profitable. She's our good friend, Ruth King. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim, for having me back. It's great to be back.
Good to have you back. Okay, folks, there's a big announcement that, Ruth, I'm going to let you do the next segment. Because okay. We'll have a little more time in that segment, but you had your big summit over in April, May, right?
In May 12th through 16th. Yeah.
There you go. All right. So there's a big announcement about some more of that coming up in the next segment. So don't go away. Ruth's going to tell us about that. All right, Ruth, you got three ways to help us make more money.
Yeah. It comes out of my newest book, which will be coming out probably late this summer, early fall.
Which we're serializing for you right now.
Exactly, and it's 101 Simple Ways to Make More Money, and I chose three of my favorite that we've got. And the first one, and it's a very, very easy way, is that your customer files are a gold mine.
Your customer list, they are absolutely gold mine on many levels, aren't they?
Absolutely. I mean, I walk into business owners' offices, and you know, you log on and you see all their customers. Well, how many of them have done business with you in the past 18 months? It's like, I don't know. How many people are on the list?
No, Ruth, the they don't say, I don't know. They say, I don't know. So you gotta say it really, you know, really dumb. Well, I don't know. Because that's the truth. All right, so what's the big deal about the list?
Well, the list is that you segment your customers into what I call clients and customers and prospects and suspects. And clients are people who buy from you over and over and over again. In some industries, they've actually signed a piece of paper that says they're going to be loyal to you, some sort of a recurring revenue type of program. And it's just simply somebody who will listen to you, who will read your direct mail messages, and you're in a situation where you can sell them more. It is easiest to talk to them and get them to buy more. So those are your clients. Mm-hmm. And then on the next, you know, almost like a bullseye, so they'd be the center of the bullseye. The next ring out would be your customers, and they're the group of people who have bought from you, but there's no loyalty to you. They might go to your competition next time, you know, anything like that. They could have had a great experience, but you don't talk to them. And since you don't talk to them, they think you went away.
Because it's not their job to wake up thinking about you in the morning.
No, it's your job to make them think about you. And if you don't do it, I mean, I don't know who did the survey years ago, but it's like 67% of the people leave through indifference.
That's right. Yep.
And that's just insane because.
So these are people you know. These are people you know where they are. You have their phone numbers, where the customers, prospects, clients, suspects. You know who these people are. You have the access to them. They know who you are. Maybe they know a lot about you, and even if they're giving you business every day, let's say it's a client, and they're under, as you call them, and they're under contract, and they're doing business with you every day, even a customer who keeps coming back, they're referral machines that you're probably not taking advantage of. What do you think?
Absolutely.
Referrals are golden. If you can't get good at referrals in the age of the customer, Ruth, you won't be successful.
You won't be.
You have to have referrals.
We have to have, and you have to ask for them continually.
And teach and train your people how to get them for you, because most people don't know how to do referrals. And again, they don't. It's not their job to think about you every day, so you have to train them how to do it, don't you?
Right. I mean, it can be as simple as your billing to put on the bottom of your invoices. We build our business through happy and satisfied customers like you. If you know someone who can use our services, please let us know.
Give us a referral, get a discount. How about that?
You can do that. A lot of people give gift cards for referrals. A lot of people do really cool things, you know, obviously a thank you note and money.
You know what else, Ruth? You know what I found out when I was at my consulting business? My clients enjoyed seeing me be successful. They actually got some emotional benefit out of helping me grow. I didn't expect that, but that was an amazing thing. So my point is people, they actually get invested in you.
Yeah.
Customers do.
They absolutely do. And the thing about it is to make sure that you ask for your referral.
There you go. Customer list, folks, and including your social media communities. Don't forget to migrate them, all those contacts, over to your hard list. Quick break. Right back with Ruth King. We're talking about a very important, not to get too busy. What happens when you get too busy after these messages? Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.